a freaking geek convention hunter, fan of speedrunners and chicks and stunners. Yeah, you gotta know she listening, she licking on my beardy chin.
I'm assuming that they tell their mothers,
nope. Well, bummer, hey, I'm into smelling glue, Doctor Who, kinky interviews, black cats, dark rims, and black and white shoes. Bad movies, good music, and I like vagina too. On a side note, I make my own beer. Who wanna brew? It's the Slug Cats.
Hey everybody, what's up? I know it's been a long time since I've done an episode, but I've been busy, so you're getting something now. But like they always say, you know, what are you going to complain about if it's free? So you're getting free entertainment, I guess. Maybe this is entertaining, but whatever. Just kind of wanted to touch base with everybody and let people know what's going on and what is to come from Slugcast. It has not gone away. It's just, I don't know. It's not going away. It's just lazy right now. Yeah, I have got some really cool things happening in the future. The soonest thing, I should say, I will be at Planet Comic Con this weekend. As of right now, it is Friday. Planet Comic Con starts Saturday, March 24th, and it goes until Sunday, the 25th. It's going to be awesome. It'll be my first one, and it is a local sci-fi comic convention, local being Kansas City area. So it's going to be at the Overland Park Convention Center. Everybody needs to come check it out. I'm not sure, like, how much it is to get in right offhand, but go to the website, planetcomiccon.com. All the information's up there. I will be out there. Come see me. I'll be wearing my Slugcast shirt. Should be pretty easy to find me. I hope to get a few interviews with some of the guests there and even just some of the people walking around. So they're expecting around 4,000 people this year from what I can tell. So I'm guessing on that. That was the most recent thing that I saw about how many people were going to be there. So, the main guests that are going to be there are Edward James Olmos from Battlestar Galactica, if you're a fan of that show, but I'm primarily going to know him from Dexter. Oh my God. He was on the most recent season of Dexter and he fucking nailed it. So, yeah, Edward James Olmos, come check him out. Also, Billy Dee Williams, a.k.a. Lando Calrissian from the Star Wars movies. So, that's going to be awesome. Also known as Colt 45 spokesman. So, who knows, I may get a Colt 45 bottle autographed by Billy Dee Williams. And one that I'm kind of surprised that I didn't realize how much of this guy's career I actually was a huge fan of. There's a guy named Felix Silla. Sila, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name. It's S-I-L-L-A. He is going to be there for a Buck Rogers reunion, and he played the robot on Buck Rogers. However, I kind of recognize the guy's name because I saw it almost every day growing up. I watched a little show he was on called The Addams Family. He played Cousin It on the Addams Family. He's been in so much stuff that if you grew up in the 80s or, you know, even further back, you know something that he's been in. He was in The Golden Child. He played an Ewok. Come on. He was a fucking Ewok, right? That's awesome. So I'm looking forward to meeting that guy because he's been in a ton of stuff that I just love. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend is I'm going to be going to Planet Comic Con in Overland Park, Kansas. Everybody needs to go out there. If you are in the area, go check it out. Unfortunately, it's the same weekend as Horror Hound Weekend, which I am not going to be at. Otherwise, I would actually be there right now. So we're on the road to Horror Hound right now. But you're not going to be getting a Horror Hound Weekend episode this spring. You might get one this fall. So look forward to that. But coming up also, I got sent a little message from, a couple messages actually, from Tim Sweeten. Now, if you remember Tim, he was the guy who put on Horror on the Boulevard, which I went to last year and thoroughly enjoyed. I did a whole episode covering Horror on the Boulevard. And something he sent me was a little invite. I'm not gonna send a link out to this, but if you can find it, do exactly what it says. But they're going to be doing a screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark and Back to the Future at the Boulevard Drive-In on April 6th. And I fully intend on going there. If anybody here knows how to get a hold of me and wants to go, and you can fill my car full of people, we all get in for free. So, like I said, you will have to track down the actual link to this. But if you can get a hold of one of the passes, your entire carload gets in for free. So look for that. If you want to go with me, let me know. You know how to get a hold of me. It's April 6th, 2012, just in case you listen to this in a year. So that's one thing that I'm going to be doing. Another thing that Mr. Tim Sweeten asked me to do, and I'm really excited about this. I will be doing probably my first ever live recording of Slugcast. Okay, it's not going to be like live, you know, What the Fuck with Mark Maron, or you know, Live Nerdist or anything like that. It's not going to be that. But I will be recording from Horror on the Boulevard 2. So everybody needs to come out and check that out. I will have a booth at Horror on the Boulevard this year, and I will be recording live at the show. So they haven't announced what movies they're going to be doing yet, any of the guests, but I am making the announcement right now. Not only will I be there like I was last year, I will not only be covering the show, but I will be recording at the show. So everybody needs to make it out. It's going to be really fun. It was really cool last time, and I'm really looking forward to it this time. So, yeah, so that's pretty much what is going to be happening. So, yeah, once again, Planet Comic Con. I'm going there tomorrow. So I'm going to put this up right after I finish recording it, so it's not going to be late. I'm going to be at Planet Comic Con tomorrow, so come find me. Say hi. Get a hug, get a picture taken if you really want to have a picture taken with me. I'm not sure why I look like shit right now, but whatever. And I'll go into that here in a little bit. Also, Boulevard Drive-In, going to be watching Raiders of the Lost Ark and Back to the Future. So if anybody wants to go, let me know, and we'll all go together. And also, Horror on the Boulevard, that's going to be in the fall. So you got plenty of time to prepare for that, but when you do, go. It's going to be really cool. And oh, also, I'm going to be at the next Crypticon Kansas City, which I am really looking forward to. The guest list is amazing already. Just go check out the website. You can see the guest list. I'm not going to go into it, but let's just say some of them have appeared on Slugcast in the past, and hopefully they will appear again. So yeah, that's like some of the upcoming events that I'm going to be at and participating in. So yeah, let's now get into what's been going on. like I said, I've been a little busy. Nothing huge or anything, but I'm not sure if I talked about it the last time I did a show, but I recently went full-time at my job, so I'm not, you know, as home earlier in the afternoons as I used to be, so kind of cut into recording time, but it's the sacrifice that I had to make. So yeah, you guys get shows at odd times now, but I get, you know, health insurance and a bigger paycheck and more hours of working and dental insurance and fun shit like that. So yeah, I no longer go home at 1 in the afternoon. I now go home at 3:45 in the afternoon, and now my only time off is you know, in the evenings and after 10 on Friday, so in the weekends. So, yeah, some would say I have spare time. Other people, well, pretty much everybody says I have free time. I have a lot of free time on my hands. I just don't spend it properly. So, yeah, I'm now full-time at my job, finally, after, like, 2 years of trying to get full-time and being part-time and struggling a lot. I finally am full-time, so I'm really enjoying that. And, yeah, so that's pretty cool. But in the meantime, what I have been doing while I'm at home is I've been watching a ton of movies and getting caught up on a ton of TV shows. I am all but one episode away from being completely current on season 6 of Doctor Who. So I've seen everything except for the Christmas special, which I need to track down because for some reason Netflix says that it's up there, but when you actually go to watch it, it's not. So I don't know what the hell's going on there, but it's really annoying. Got completely caught up on Torchwood, which is awesome. Well, I got completely caught up on Torchwood through Children of Earth. So if you watch Torchwood, which you should, I've gone all the way up to basically season 3, I think is what it was, season 2 or 3. Awesome show. Just there's a lot of moments in that show that just like really just are intense. So everybody needs to check out Doctor Who and Torchwood. They're kind of companion shows. Sorry, that little smirk was, yeah, it's a Doctor Who reference accidentally, seeing as how there's companions in Doctor Who, but that's whatever. Let's see, what else have I been watching? We just started getting into American Horror Story, probably about 6 months after everybody else did. Tried to start watching Mad Men, didn't really get into it, so I'm not really sure where we're going with that. But, you know, we've been enjoying, like, everything that we've been watching, and I have a new movie that I have to talk about. I'll go ahead and give a brief little synopsis of this movie. It's a little movie called Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Now, I'll probably do an entire episode on Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, but the reason it is stuck in my head lately is because I've watched it like 3 times just since I first saw it. At least three or four times, actually. Just hilariously awesome horror comedy, mostly comedy. Just great concept. It's, you take your basic, like, psycho hillbillies out in the woods killing teenagers horror movie and reverse it and show it from the hillbilly side, kind of. It's kind of a strange concept, but basically what happens is these two hillbillies go out into the woods. They have this summer cabin, like a summer home that they're fixing up that they can go to fish and, you know, have fun on the lake. Well, along the way, they stop at a gas station and run across these college kids who see them and they're freaked out because they're hillbillies out in the woods. And, they know the stereotype of all the hillbillies, you know, just killing and eating everybody and just, you know, being crazy. So they jump to the conclusion that these guys are out to kill them. In reality, they're just, you know, trying to be nice to them. It backfires. Then the college kids turn out to be going to the same lake that Tucker and Dale have their vacation home at. And hijinks ensue. One of the girls in the group falls, hits her head, gets knocked out. And Tucker and Dale help her out of the water. And the college kids think that they have killed and kidnapped her, or just kidnapped her and they're going to kill her. And then it becomes the college kids' mission to get their friend back. And during the process of them getting their friend back, they end up killing themselves in very gruesome slasher-like ways. I'm not going to describe any of the death scenes, but and I'm not going to say kill scenes, because nobody intentionally kills each other. It just all happens through weird circumstances where they end up killing themselves. And it is one of the funniest goddamn movies that I've seen in a long time. There are actual moments in this movie where I am tearing up because I'm laughing so hard. But I watched it on Netflix after hearing a bunch of reviews for it. I had the opportunity to see it at the last Horror Hound that I was at, but ended up missing it and regretted it until they posted it up on Netflix. So watched it on Netflix. The very next day, I went out and bought it on DVD at Walmart. So I now own it. It will be in my permanent collection. That is how much I love this movie. So Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, high recommend. Everybody needs to see it. You know, I'll go probably a little further into the movie at another time. But how about this? It will be homework. If you have Netflix Instant Watch, it is on there right now. If not, rent it. You know, go out and buy it. I don't care. Watch the movie and then listen to my coverage on a future episode, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and you will get everything that I'm saying here. So, yeah, that's a lot of what I've been watching lately, and that's pretty much what this show is supposed to be about, is movies and music. Music. Let's see, what have I been listening to music-wise lately? I've been doing a lot of podcasts, a lot of stand-up comedy albums. Two stand-up comedy albums that I can recommend right now are two of my favorite, you know, fairly newer comedians. Pete Holmes, Impregnated with Wonder. Everybody needs to buy that album. It is awesome. It is hilarious. And Kyle Kinane's Death of the Party. Both are just hysterical. I am in tears laughing at some moments on that album, on both of the albums, really. But just hilarious guys. Check out their stand-up albums and just support those guys. They're really good. So, but yeah, other than that, like music, I haven't really been listening to a ton of like bands necessarily. So, I've been getting into a lot of dubstep thanks to Diluted Thought. So, and everybody here who's listening should know who Diluted Thought is. He did the theme song to this show, so you've already heard him in the past 20 minutes. So that's Diluted Thought. Go check out his music, dilutedthought.bandcamp.com. I'm sure I'll put a link up somewhere for that. So yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on as far as movies and music. Now, I mentioned earlier that if you want to get a picture with me, I look like shit right now. That is due to the guys over at Fuyar Radio and their achievements list. And, yeah. So I look like total shit. I currently have not shaved in almost 2 months as part of the achievements. So, what the achievements list is it's a list of however many items that they came up with. And I'll put a link to that so you can see all of the achievements and everything, what I'm trying to do. But you have to do this set of achievements that are real life, like video game achievements, before the end of the year. It started January 1st and it's ending December 31st of 2012. I've already achieved several things on the list, including waxing my back and chest and all this shit. But the reason I look like shit mostly is because of two achievements back to back. One was called the Razor's Edge Challenge, which was shave off all of your facial hair at one time. Now, those of you who know me know that I have a full beard going most of the time, but I keep it, you know, trimmed and short, so it's not like scraggly and gross looking. So I shaved all that off, and there's video of every achievement I've done posted up on YouTube. And there'll be a link for that as well, but it's easy to find. It's youtube.com/slugcast. So you can find all my achievement videos. Those are up there. And my really shitty video editing that I've done. But after the Razor's Edge achievement was done, I immediately began the Lumberjack Challenge, which is don't shave your facial hair or get a haircut for 2 months. So I'm coming up to the end of the 2 month time period. I currently have longer scraggly hair and my full beard plus this nasty mustache that is curling down into my mouth. I'm kind of surprised it's not that sound right there, that's the mustache. I know that's gross and nobody needed to hear that, but that's what it is. It's a nightmare. It itches like hell, but I'm doing it. I'm getting the achievement, and that's what's happening. I've done several achievements, and you get to see all the videos of me achieving these different things throughout the year. My goal is to accomplish all of them, but there is some of them that there's absolutely no way I can get because of my location. The Fuya Radio guys are all down in El Paso, Texas, and some of them are actually location-based achievements, such as visit this one landmark in El Paso. It's like an abandoned amusement park. Like, you have to kind of go there and do something. I don't know what it is, but you have to go there. I'm far enough away that the only way I could do it is if I made a huge trip down to El Paso, which would be fun. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to do that, but I don't know when I would be able to do that. So most of the stuff is kind of limited to what I can do by my location. But I am doing the achievements, so everyone needs to check that out. It's fuyaradio.com/achievements. You can see all the videos from all the other guys that have done them. There's links posted all over the internet. You can find them. It's not that hard. It's fun. Just spend a couple hours YouTubing. And you'll see them all. That's pretty much it right now that I can think of. It's basically just kind of a little catch-up episode. And I know you guys want real full episodes, which is understandable because, you know, Slugcast can be awesome sometimes. And I'm going to try to get back on track and actually give you normal, regular episodes. And we'll see where we go from there. But look for the Planet Comic-Con coverage in the next week. That will be coming out. I guarantee it will happen because I will be recording stuff from the show as much as possible. Plenty of pictures will be taken and posted. And as much audio as I can possibly get will be recorded as well. So look for that. Oh, and also, real quick, just in case he's listening, there's a guy named Keith. He does a show called Traveling the Vortex. He's a local guy. He's from the Kansas City area who does a Doctor Who podcast. And I just recently kind of came across this guy on Facebook and found out he was going to be at Planet Comic-Con. That's actually how I found out, was because I was on the Planet Comic-Con fan page. And he was on there talking about how he's going to be at the convention. And so, yeah, if you're listening, what's up, Keith? Hope you enjoyed a little bit of what Slugcast is kind of about. And I'm going to be meeting him at Planet Comic-Con this weekend, so expect some audio with him if I can get him to agree to appear on Slugcast. But everybody needs to check out Traveling the Vortex, especially if you're a Doctor Who fan. If not, it's just fun to listen to as well. But I like Doctor Who, so I can enjoy the show. That's pretty much going to wrap up the show. I'm going to put in some random music at the end. If you would like to get a hold of me, you know how. 816-200-SLUG. That's 816-200-7584. You can send me an email at slugcastkc@gmail.com. Find me on Facebook. Yeah, you should be able to do that if you haven't already. Follow me on Twitter at SlugKC or at Slugcast. Let's see. I don't know. Any other ways to get a hold of me? If you know my address, write me a fucking letter. That'd be fun. So, I like getting things in the mail. Until next time, this has been Slug, and I need to come up with a little catchphrase to end the show. All right.
Good feeling. good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Good feeling.